Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's a quick the night before reunited with the Sellers, Red News Podcast 118, and we're giddy as fuck before Leeds. Whatever neurosis I had about meeting people, contacting people, went out the window. So I got on the train at Euston this morning. I've come up the night before and there was a massive hen party just going wild. So I thought it was actually quite good, just a fucking slam dunk dose of reality. Though they did say, I'm not that fucking old, they said you can move if we're too loud. I was like, Jesus, who are you seeing? Anyway, so that was, they were getting banjoed on Prosecco. It also made me laugh that Nick refuted me saying in your fucking face in the last podcast, and then said you weren't all optimistic because all you kept saying is you'll feel sad, Barney. It did make me think, I wonder whatever other cultures have piss takes like ours, because there's nothing better than just constantly taking the piss out of each other. So on that note, I'm going to say Nick's just shown that his season ticket card, that is a debacle, just fucking give us a card back, is ready, because he's just shown his Apple wallet, and in it he has his Tesco club card. What is it? And his early bird Pret.
Coffee subscription to Pret. It's £20 a month, and you get five coffees a day on it.
Five coffees a day on it.
Yeah.
You can't drink five coffees a day.
No, I get one in the morning and one in the afternoon, but two coffees a day.
Like Wolf of Wall Street, just go.
That's 10 coffees a week, though. That's 40 a month. £20.
See, you have to defend it. That's the great thing about it. You are defending your Pret.
It's almost like you wanted me to explain it to you. That's
I've fine. Never used it. I had to, like, you know, download to your Apple Wallet. I've never used my Apple Wallet. This is where the David Icke don't give people
even
your details.
I was referring to all this, but when the season tickets came out and it said download to your wallet, I thought, oh, that's great. I get my COVID pass and I get my club card on there. I get everything in there. Live by it now.
Right. I'm very excited. All the normal feelings about, you know, who's not going to be there tomorrow, which does occupy, so I am absolutely giddy. And I just said to Nathan, it's like almost, I'm amazed they've allowed Leeds to be first game. It's like, it's almost passing, but we've got Leeds tomorrow and they're going to be fucking giddy as fuck. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. Like I said the other night, I'm excited to get going again. Really looking forward to being selling. I'm looking forward to seeing familiar faces, like we said the other night. Like, most of them, no idea what they're called, but as soon as you see them, it's like a big class. And like, we don't know what's happened in that time between. Hopefully we see them all, don't know, but it'd be nice. I'm looking forward to it.
It was when I didn't see Ollie's press conference today, but when he said, you know, Sancho is ready. We're seeing Sancho tomorrow. I know the fucking Duran thing's become an image rights debacle, but we're seeing Sancho tomorrow. And it's like, my missus went, it's almost like I convinced myself this wouldn't happen and be here. We'd be not only doing things that we'd be at. And my missus said, when I was getting everything ready, my Red News bag, she said, it's a bit hard to believe this is actually here. And I felt, I don't know, it's like, it's the night before and I'm giddy, but I still like, all the thing we've always done is here and back, and it's tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Nick?
Yeah, well, it did dawn on me, and then you started talking about Leeds fans spitting on me tomorrow while I'm selling, and I'm not looking forward to that, not in a pandemic.
Would you like that pre-pandemic then?
I kind of pay for that. I've got like a subscription to that as well as Pret.
That's in the hidden wallet.
That's a little bit more than £20.
Is there a hidden Apple wallet section?
It's on the dark web. I am looking forward to it tomorrow. The draws aside, I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. Yeah.
Have you got anything to refute? Were you impressed with our optimism the other night?
Well, I have to say I was impressed with everyone else's optimism. Can't say I was impressed with your optimism, because everything you said after it was, it just makes me feel sad, was your quote, and you said something. That just makes me feel
right,
sad.
Right, so, tomorrow's going to be the biggie. Where are we finishing and how are we doing?
Off the season?
Yes.
I think you're my prediction of that. I'm thinking that we'll probably get... Do you know what?
No.
Second. I'll go for second. I think Sancho completes the attacking lineup and Varane completes the defence, the midfield might still be a little bit questionable, as we know, but I think the second's realistic. I think we'll hammer Leeds tomorrow. I'm going 4-0. Everyone was really tentative on the podcast, and I thought, bollocks, I think we'll absolutely
2-0, 4-2, everyone predicted a win.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Of course, I'm going to predict 2-0.
Obviously, I listened.
Of course, he predicted a win. If anyone thinks Leeds win, you shouldn't be welcome on this podcast. I'm going 4-0.
My neighbour is a Spurs fan, and so over the fence when I'm doing tending my garden, I talked to him, and he went. He had doom on him. He just went, we're in for an awful season. It's just going to be terrible. He goes. But the contrast, I thought, there was almost like, how can anyone, even when we were shit with United, you felt like that guilty hope that we might win a cup. And it made me feel quite sad. And like, I thought, we, most of us tip second and hope we, you know, get a cup. So I thought, again, is it good or is it bad? Do you know what I mean?
The thing is about it, and as I've always said, it's a good feeling to have that as a Man United fan, to go into any season with any kind of hope. And the signing's obviously been great. You have to remember, it's like, at United, people don't get this at other clubs. It's like, I get really, like, grounded at work because I've got Preston fans, Blackburn fans and stuff, and they don't win anything. They never, it's like, Blackburn mate at work talks about winning a League Cup in 2001 every day. It's like, that was 20 years ago. It was a League Cup. It's like, so, yeah, you kind of got to have that bit of, like,
but also,
about
we're Manchester United, know, that we should be.
And I totally get that, I really do, but at the same time, it's like, well, just dial it back. If you don't win a trophy for 3 years, it isn't the end of the world. If you don't win a trophy for, you know, don't win the league for 10 years now, you've built our club in such a way where it probably is now a bit of a train wreck if you don't win it in 10 years. But you can't say that going back on it in the 30s and the 20s and stuff, and the 10s, you don't win the league. It's like, this is what it is now because of Ferguson. So, it's different.
Yeah, but we still won cups, even in the you know, apart from, like, after it, we're getting too heavy.
Still 77 to 83. It's still a long time for winning it when it's, yes, you said it's United.
Look at post 68, how long that, I get that. But what I'm saying is the modern United shouldn't be, and Ollie now would be in his fourth, not full season, but his fourth season here. So you have to win a trophy. And that's all. And I'm a lot more my zen about Ollie. I think I had a right point to say he deserves to wake up tomorrow morning and think, gamble more. Sorry for everyone, I'm repeating myself from the other night, but Nick wasn't there.
Do you know what? Will he learn from gambling more?
Well, we'll know with the selection tomorrow, won't we?
Well, I think the selection tomorrow is not going to be a surprise to anyone.
It won't be two defensive midfielders.
No, it will, because Varane's not playing, is it? So it's essentially the defence is not the same.
But why doesn't he say, Donny, why doesn't he give it a go?
Because he likes Fred too much. I don't think he's learned anything. I think that's still going to be the core of the midfield, which is there. I don't think it should be that, but that's what I think it will be tomorrow. I don't know, it depends what he wants to do with Pogba. Does he want to play him left because he's not got Rashford? Who knows how fit Martial is? Sancho's not there, where's Cavani? Is he going to start?
Yeah, but that's so interesting.
Pogba on the left,
we're preempting. Pogba wants to play on the left, so let's see.
I don't think you can judge the way the season's going to go based on how tomorrow's team is still, or how the game goes in any way.
But I don't want it, if we lose, we're not going to lose. But you don't want that. I was looking, we were going.
I don't want anyone to worry tomorrow. If we scab a 1-0 victory against Leeds and we don't play particularly well, and it's a Bruno penalty and everyone says it's more of the same.
Yes.
That's not what I want. I'm thinking, that's not what the team is yet. Sancho's not started. He's not had any changes. He's not had any changes. And, Varane's still not there. And he still could be the addition of another player. Which I still think we'll get someone else before the end of the window.
So it made me think.
Let's not overreact. We just win tomorrow and then don't overreact.
We were watching the Premier League years with Albert. And
it's never a good sign.
No, but he's upset. 7 points from 5 games last season. We cannot get into that. Anyway, we've totally gone the wrong tack. I want a pump in. We're looking forward to.
Oh my God.
And all I'm just offended by that Nick's got a stag do in Belfast. And he said, it's not for your age group anyway, it's for the young'uns.
That's not quite how I worded it. You were invited.
Fucking insulting.
That's not, the point was, it's just that was the way that the age, kind of just became about. It wasn't like you weren't invited. You were invited. You said no.
Yeah, just mustn't
everyone
have got
else
there.
That was in your age group also said no because they had children, and that's fine. This is a childless statue that's taking place.
No, don't worry.
It's very different. Very different.
Right, so.
I'm just really excited to be back at Old Trafford for the first time since, in the league, since the City game.
Do you remember that, Lombardi? Let this go for a final time. What was my last game? Was it Watford?
Yeah. Will this be the last one?
What?
Will this be the last time you mentioned it?
Probably not, but... So when everyone has this romantic, it was not romantic, it was devastating, but like McTominay scored at the last game we were all at. I was at a lamppost waiting for the green man to come the other day, and I thought, mine was fucking Watford. Because it was.
It was a pretty good game, though. No, did you do Bruges after that?
Right, we need to clarify. See, my last game is such an under thing that I cannot even remember it. So...
This is again why we circle back to the age thing as well. You know, we're saying you weren't invited to the stag do. People, you know, get into that age category of forgetting things. Can't even remember a year and a half.
Right, I'll clarify that in the next one. Right, so pumped, do the bastards, big atmosphere.
It's going to be absolutely electric.
It's going to be loud.
It'd be the one time where singing in Old Trafford is acceptable for everybody.
People stand up.
And you won't look at the person next to you and think you're mental, mate.
I want to see the south stand up.
Carried away.
It's going to be special. Can't wait.
Right, we're going to do loads of this tomorrow. I just wanted to talk Manchester United with people.
And we're all smiling. And I like the fact that you said it was reunited, which I did enjoy at the start. We're reunited. I like it. It's like a nice pun. Whether you intended it or not.
Richard Arnold will use that, won't he? All right. See you tomorrow, everyone.
Hashtag reunited.
Right, last words, Nick?
Hashtag reunited.
Oh, fuck off. So it's 8 o'clock of the morning, and just a quick ramble, apologies. I feel quite emotional. I get emotional at anything, even episodes of Neighbours, so pardon me. But this is what we do, and to think it's finally back, and I know so many people have been through so much, but it just feels special. So I hope... as we ramble through the next lot of edits, that we're all buzzing. And I'm preempting what everyone is feeling, but I hope you're buzzing too. All right, see you later, everyone.
Red News, United fans, see you anyone else today?
Good. See, yes, right, come on, okay. Zach, right, come on, quick pod, how are we feeling?
Excited.
How good does this feel? I'm fucking buzzing, Zach.
Yeah, absolutely buzzing. As we walk past the Trafford, there was singing. I've got goosebumps.
I can't stop smiling. Yeah. Seeing everyone and so many regulars. Have you been all right? Sorry, I'm...
Yeah, you.
Confident?
I get nervous, but...
Have you let Gdansk go yet? Because it took me about 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Are you, Ian? Yeah. You're right, mate.
Allowed to pick them?
Yes, we are.
Good, because you deserve it.
Cheers, mate.
It goes well for you today, mate.
Thank you,
mate.
Special. All the best. Are you, mate? Yes, I just can't stop smiling. Yeah. And this, getting the... Cheers, mate. Right, Nick, you've just been called by the lovely Debbie, the Ollie fan, on the podcast. You were grumpy about the tram, so have you got out of that?
No, I'm grumpy about Uber, not grumpy about the trams. Well, the trams annoying me anyway, don't need to get started on the trams, but...
How are you feeling? Are you smiling?
Yeah, we're going to run for them. Telling you, 4-0.
Quick podcast, Sue, what do you reckon?
What?
You're on the podcast, what do you reckon?
Bruce? I'm not confident.
Oh, no!
I'm very confident.
How are we doing? Don't get me started on United. I'm doing the podcast, so I know you don't want to appear on it, but... Can I moan to you again? They let us laminate the cards, but they won't give us the cards.
Well, look, my mates are Evertonian. They pay £5 for the carbon footprint, and they've got the choice.
I want a card. Don't.
Right. Lovely. Thanks for that. About my mates only last year.
No, you've got yours. It's in the post. You signed up, didn't you?
Did you sign up, Sue? I did. Yes.
Yes, yours is in the post.
Pay you again.
Much as I'd like money.
I've got to tell you, I subscribe now to that show. All right.
Right, so
yes, I'm very confident.
Right, I just feel. No, how are we doing? Yes, right. What, you're on the podcast? What do you reckon?
Sorry,
you're on the podcast. Score? Are you confident 2-1, for the season? 2-1, 2-1. Season?
I thought it was
good to be back. Right, come on, Nick, speak.
I'm trying to sell it. I'm trying to work.
All right,
I'm here afterwards.
Bounster.
Gary, podcast.
What do you want to say?
Anything you like, within reason. What do you reckon?
Good to be back. Looking for a good start to the season. Don't see why we shouldn't get one. And I'll have a drink with you soon, Barney.
Yes. Good to be back, mate. See you later. Right. I'm just smiling. Cheers, lads. We're minutes away. Steve, say hello to people.
Hello.
We're in the ground. I've got in with 40 minutes to fucking go. They train and they warm up and they do stuff, don't they?
I don't know. I've never been in this early before.
Buzzing. Thanks everyone who bought the mag. Just feels... I can't stop smiling. Nick?
Just... I feel better now I'm in, but they're horrible bastards, aren't they, over there?
Yeah.
They really are horrible bastards, aren't they?
They hate us.
Yeah.
The proportion of their hate to us compared to our hate to them. You sort of forget they
it's
exist,
sad,
and they wake up every morning thinking about us.
Yeah.
How's your Zen, Steve?
It's all right now, man. I was a bit nervous about the QR code. I did try to get in with the wrong...
It was surprisingly un-United how fucking easy it was to get in.
I don't
the only disturbing thing is Steve keeps coughing.
Yeah, but I'm doing that on purpose. To piss people off. No, I did try to get in.
Coffers.
I did try to get in with the wrong QR code. And the lady
for Everton, he used his Everton ticket.
Yeah, but the lady at first, she was saying, so I know he's gone red, what do I do? I went, it says on the phone last year, so I don't think there's been any training there, but
it's been too easy, everything.
Yeah, and the game will be too easy, 4-0.
Right.
I think fading.
We're in the mood.
What's the crack of Varan coming on the pitch and signing on the table like Robson?
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it 5 minutes before kickoff?
What would the hashtag be for that?
I was a bit annoyed yesterday with United constantly fucking texting us, giving us the instructions.
Oh, I don't read
their that. Fucking app is buzzing at me all the time. Now they're texting me, and I was just like, you're telling me to get in the ground an hour and a half before kickoff. Why don't you just fucking concentrate on getting this deal signed that's been going on for about 3 weeks now?
I think they're different departments, Steve. I don't think they're the same department, the people that run the ticketing.
Let's see, Steve's what wallet?
Bank card?
That's it.
Well, what else should I have in there?
He's got a...
You've got about nine...
Nick's got...
You've got all them in there, you need to get rid of them.
Nick's got that.
Well, how do I get rid of them?
Right, hang on, you can do that in a minute.
Oh,
Nick's got Anne Summers, like... He's got a prep.
I've just got a prep call. Look, it's a prep call.
Fucking ridiculous. Right, predictions, Steve.
He's got a subscription.
Yes! 5 puffins a day.
It's 20 quid a month and you get unlimited coffee.
Steve's prediction.
I hope we'll ever win, but I'd take any type of win. Normally it takes a couple of games to get in the swing of things, isn't it? So, coach is back.
This is
coach
what I've missed. Back. More than anything.
The hatred.
Just being here. Right. See you after. It's the high tech. Right, it's Nick, Nathan, Josh and me, and we're buzzing. I can't stop. I've smiled all day. We could have fucking lost 5-1 and I think I'd still be smiling. We'll just sit in. We've just got to the pub, like, content. Just, there's a glow, like, trying to think of everything we've just seen. Not just to seeing everyone, not just seeing so many of your faces, which was lovely. the atmosphere, the getting in, the thinking, this just feels... Someone said, was it you the other day? It'll be just like putting on a pair of socks and within 10 minutes, mm-hmm. it'll feel natural, it's you.
Yeah.
And it felt like there wasn't any oddness once, as soon as I got there. And to say how important, for 30 minutes, me and Steve talked football. It took until the 31st minute when he started saying, how many times has the doctor inspected your anal passage for any kind of normality of a match day to come into it. It just, you couldn't ask for better. Like I've tweeted, for 17 months we've been saying, what the first game back will be something special, and it was. Bruno Fernandes, I've only seen him 3 or 4 times. He's incredible. That the goal that he blasted, that's a striker. That is... He's just, and I'll let the others speak. You know I'm on one. Pogba, first half, I know he was giving the ball away. I said to Josh, I saw Paul Pogba tackle in a Manchester United shirt. I actually saw him tackle someone today. So if that's the Pogba that's carrying on from last season, I don't care if he fucking fucks off for a freebie. None of that bothers me. He was good today. On the car back, Steve dropped us off. The radio was going mental about Pogba. For me, Fernandes made it tick. James tries his hardest. He just lacks that last thing. Mm-hmm. Every one of them. Now go to Nick first. You were moaning at half time, and I thought the first half was a good display.
Well, I'm just quite disappointed because we often score 6, and we didn't get 6 today. So, yeah, I'm quite disappointed.
We seldom score 10, though.
I know that was seldom, yeah. But
I wish we'd scored 10 against Southampton.
I was moaning at half time, but I was moaning about certain stuff. I was like, certain things weren't coming up. But you've got to kind of take it with a pinch of salt when, you know, this is still pre-season for a lot of the players. I thought Pogba was poor in the first half, apart from his chance. I really did. And then the second half,
he came... were linking up.
Yeah, well, they were trying stuff.
Interplay.
Bruno was outstanding.
Is that the technical term, interplay?
Yeah, let's go with that. I thought Bruno was outstanding, but I thought McTominay was unbelievable. I thought that was one of his best performances I've seen off him today. Whether it's just because it's nice to see him in the flesh and you can see him off the ball, yeah. and see all that kind of thing, but he was winning headers, he was tackling, his passing was just very, very simple, but he just did so much well to just stop whatever they were doing and get us forward. So I was really pleased with
him. I thought Wan-Bissaka going forward second half trying, I know his limitation, but Shaw was like, he's not had a break. He's a different player. It's just like the going forward, but I thought that you can't knock anyone to it. I mean, the people are going James's final ball, and I get that. But I see what he offers. I see why Ollie picks James. Yeah, and Greenwood, we were saying, we haven't got a striker. We need, you know, Cavani. But Greenwood, to be fair, scored. And I know he's probably better out wide, but every shot he has is on target. Pretty much. He's
brilliant. I said to you, didn't I, Sam? I was like, I love Mason Greenwood, and as I said on here many times, I said, like, he's massive. I still think he's a massively better footballer than Rashford. Really do. Like, that's how highly I rate Mason Greenwood. But he isn't a striker. I said to you, I was like, he's not a number 9. He's got no awareness of being near the penalty spot. And I was pissed off at half time because I was thinking he could have got himself 1 or 2 goals in the first half if he was just, you know, in between the posts, as Van Gaal used to say, in between the posts. In between the posts.
I feel that the most optimistic man being miserable at half time when I first came back.
I wasn't miserable.
It's like you were just.
I wasn't miserable.
You purely saw that in a robotic, what's the football like? You must have thought the joy of it all. No? This is unlike you, Nick. The Uber situation
the
has bothered
me,
you today.
I'm negative 3 days a year when we play City, if we play Leeds, finally, and when we play the Scousers. I hate those days, and I just want them out of the way. It's like people look forward to playing Liverpool or whatever. I just want those games out of the way. I just wish they didn't exist. That's how much I hate them. I couldn't even look at the Leeds fans. They wind me up that much. So it's like, I'm just in a fucking dour, horrible mood when we play those bastards, because it just brings me right down.
This is the point of being alive for days like this. I will say,
yeah, afterwards when
we left, there was a Leeds fan giving it. So I went, I did have 2 coppers next to me, but I said, I hope you have better times ahead. And then he was going, and Steve said, you only did that because the coppers were there. And I said, and he was older than me. If he'd have been a fucking Stone Island wearing Neanderthal, I'd have fucking shat myself, but that was my little moment.
Felt hard.
Josh, hello.
I think for me today, if you weren't looking forward to that game enough, Varane coming out on the pitch before the game, just missing the decorator's table and the perm, fantastic.
It was. Everyone was gagging for it at that point. It wouldn't it be great if Lang comes out? It was a good touch. Whoever thought of that?
Yeah, but I mean, forget the game. The results speak for itself. I thought the atmosphere today. I mean, I sit in the main stand. It was buzzing. I've never known the main stand buzz like that. Apart from the little media tables now, that sort of take up half the stadium.
Yeah, that's what's that all about? Is that club staff?
It was BT nearly. It was BT. It was all the.
I'm going to mention the biosecure that Pete Shaw hates. Is it a biosecure bubble there? That's what I was wondering. But saying that, I said to Steve, they've changed for the east stand lower for the disabled section that they moved. It's gone back, like, so it cuts off. Instead of it going to row one near me, it cut. He said that happened 3 years ago. I only noticed it today, so I was actually looking around.
First time he's sober,
not talking shit. So,
but no, I thought the atmosphere was great today.
Yeah, I did. But if you can't get up for today, Josh, exactly. Even I sang for a lot of the game, which is if you can't get going for this, this is what we've like. Someone put a letter in this mag. You know, like I feel I'm all right. I've survived. But I feel alive at United or something like that. And that's what I feel. I love my life, but there's something about United that is just, even with all the shit. No? Yeah. It just feels like, it just, I have many issues with life, but when I'm at United, it's the right place. It's home. It is home.
Well, they say that with the players, isn't they? You know, all the travels away from the pitch, when they're on the pitch, they forget all that. Same for us.
Same for us, selling, Josh. That's my own little contribution. And thank you for the people who... How was your card vending experience, Nathan, selling with a card?
It was good. So, how many did it? 11 or 12 via card?
Very card. Thank you, everyone. I fucked up with how many I bought. Sorry about that, people.
But yeah, there was a few people who said that they wouldn't have been able to have bought it without the card reader, so you're welcome.
Thank you. How did you feel saying it? I've just felt...
Fine. As soon as it's... Like I said the other day, as soon as you started, it's like it's not...
Yeah, it's never left.
Like, what was it, 524 days?
524.
And it just... It's just normal.
For some of us, it's longer, sorry. I said last night I wouldn't mention
literally
it
said
and
last
it was
night
Watford that was,
literally
it was
literally
Watford
said
that was my
last
but Nathan has kindly bought my last ever season ticket so I can frame it down. Not only did Nick prevent me seeing the last game with my season ticket card
again, I will remind people that Sam Keller in the terms and conditions says that you are responsible for your own ticketing card
but yeah, the game
you weren't responsible
this is enjoyable
for
day, Carl,
but the game was class. I think we started well. We played well all the way through. Like we let them in a bit. Obviously, they scored a. That's the thing. The goal they scored was. I've not seen it back, but it looked like it was a bit of a worldie. Yeah. So there's not much you could have done better. Oh yeah,
they are terrible. But the first half, they're not that good. The first half was open. You know, there's chances. Yeah. Both ends, corners, both ends. It was quite end to end, like the game last year.
Who would you have, De Gea or Henderson?
I'd go Henderson.
Would you?
Yeah. I would.
The one thing with De Gea, like that Greenwood was free and he didn't give it. He doesn't have that
vision.
There was a time
when Bruno was doing the same.
On the wing.
Yeah.
But De Gea threw it out and it hit halfway and I thought,
I've
never seen De Gea do that. I was like,
Paul Pogba tackle.
De Gea throwing to halfway and Schmeichel-esque.
Wan-Bissaka doing a run nearly all the way to their penalty box or to their penalty box.
My word.
This day doesn't get any better. We may as well give up the season now. Well,
yeah, we've said this.
Close it down.
We're top of the league.
Another lockdown, Boris.
We're top of the league. Leeds are bottom. Call it off.
Yeah, Boris.
Stop the count.
Go to work. Don't go to work. We need another lockdown. Fuck it all off.
But no, I'd definitely go Henderson. I think if you're playing Varane, you can play 5 yards further up. You need that sweeper keeper. Days are lying.
Yeah. Yeah. But I said that you wouldn't have heard.
Costs, the Everton game. Going to the Everton game. One cross coming in the box, it's nowhere. It's nowhere near.
But I think he might play. You weren't on the last podcast, Nick, were you? You'd still not explained your absence on Monday night.
On Monday,
but I think he might play.
I'm not Harry Maguire. I'm on everyone.
I might.
And I don't miss. I don't miss a minute, and I miss a minute, and suddenly you miss the Europa League final, and then everything just comes tumbling down.
People were coming up today, weren't they, and saying thank you for this. Like they've enjoyed the podcast, just talking shit. And then I went, "This is Nick," and you said, "What was it?"
He introduced me to a few people, and the first reaction wasn't, "Oh, it's really nice to meet you." Oh, you're Nick.
He's the optimistic.
Cheers. Oh, you're the guy who likes Ole, aren't you? Likes an understatement. Yeah. We're going to win the league, aren't we? 5-0. Well,
5-1.
I'm not counting their goal, fuck it. It's Leeds, they don't deserve to count.
No, but right, so the point being, actual football talk, I think they might go 5 at the back for some games and then hope Maguire pushes the ball on. I don't know whether Varane's good on the deck.
I've not seen a lot of him. I don't watch any Spanish football at all, so... You know, everyone keeps telling me that he's wonderful. I've only ever seen him.
But you loved the concept of 5 at the back, didn't you? At one stage.
And not enjoyed it because it was where Shaw was playing his best football at the time, was that left of centre back role. And now, obviously, he's really kicked on since that, and he's gained a bit of confidence, a bit of form. And now his best football is definitely getting forward down that left-hand side. So I don't want him tucked in as that. Whether he's up to playing wing-back and getting up and down that much, I don't know, I sound like Mourinho there, but... I don't know. I don't think that's for us. But if that stops us from playing much Fred,
he's not the best attacking fullback in terms of his final ball. He's not the best defensive. But that transition from box to box is better than him. My concern with 5 is who plays on the right. You can't play Wan-Bissaka.
No, but that's why Trippier I would a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't. What's the latest on that, Nick? Transfer guru.
I got slagged off for my
on a 0% success rate.
Well, I was only saying, wasn't I, last time? Because my best friend is best friends with Kieran Trippier's mate who I went to school with.
Name drop.
And that's all. That's all.
It's
I was
not even
reiterating.
A name drop. It's a,
I was reiterating the information I was given and got absolutely hammered. It's not my information.
A name drop by proxy. He's not even your mate. He's a mate.
He's not
of
my
a mate.
I've no idea who this guy is. But my
what
mate.
About Camavinga?
Dundee. Apparently.
At least none of us.
I saw it in ESPN.
At least none of us put that on Twitter.
That's true, but I did see it in ESPN yesterday that was still after him.
Right.
It's the longest transfer saga ever, isn't it? Jesus. I did call Varane bringing him out, though, to be fair.
Before the nightmare walk across glaciers.
Ravines.
Ravines. The way that you confidently said Dundee or Camavinga. Then I had to Google him. Who is he?
So did I.
Apparently
still
he's
have
good.
To Google him.
So, Josh, you moved up here and you took your kid.
Took my little Lottie to her first game last week, 5.5. She loved it. She was buzzing. She was a bit disappointed she couldn't come today. It's my time now.
And it felt different, though, obviously.
It was great to be back last week. Different thing, isn't it? You know. But to be fair, I did get back home and take her to the pub for 6 hours. She's a kid who likes the pub, so can't argue with that.
So, she'll be there till closing time tonight.
Yeah, anyone got a spare ticket for the next game, we'll get her on the podcast.
That'd be great.
Yeah, well, that was what I said.
Probably
I do remind myself a lot. It's this old age Guinness, but seeing the photos of the kids. I'll tell you what was special on many levels today, but seeing so many familiar faces. And I know we've lost a couple of people that we know, and then we got told as well. So it's just, there's a sadness, but there was a lot. I was a bit more, you know, like how many people, but so many regulars. So, and you just think, and everyone's smiling, and we all had different ways. Some hugged, some shook hands, some kept their masks. I'm not having a dig at any, because I don't know what I'm fucking doing half the time. But surrounded by my lot in K Stand, all the regulars.
For me, it's those people you nod to. You don't know who you are. You see them everywhere. You just have that nod. Even the people that sort of around you, you know, you just recognise and they're back. Is he back? You know, you're worried about the old guy at the end of the aisle, but he's back. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly that. So, right.
I thought it was nice today, actually, because while we were selling one, it's nice to see, like, you obviously your mates as well, but it was nice to see you really happy because you'd seen a few people and I didn't know who they were, and you just looked genuinely
that's what I mean. To see I am a soft art, but yeah, I love
it was nice to see.
I love United's community. For me, it trumps everything. United fans, I don't care, I'm old enough, I want to win stuff, but for me it's the fans, and to see people who care passionately, all in their own ways. Someone will go to the pub for 12 pints, someone who never had a drink, someone, but you see the same people and you think we share something that is so special, and it just pisses me off when the Glazers still, you know, I was looking in the director's box when I was doing my view thinking, there's Woodward, fuck off. Fuck off, you don't, you bathe in the glory, you know. Right, I made some notes. It says 30 minutes of football, then Steve's asking me about finger up arses. Magical. And then just Fernandes, just to see him, big game player, you know, people slag him off saying or can he do it? You know, he went, but I think he was tired last year. Can you imagine what
he
a fresh...
He looked fucked at the Euros, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was
but then going out,
well, it's a great thing. They dropped him after a game.
But he's not their main man for Portugal. That's his problem, isn't he? He's like, he is our best player.
At the end of last season, he looked at that final, you know, I know he dominated most of that game, he just didn't have that spark, that ingenuity, you know, the little burst that he did to the little flicks, it gone, you know, he was knackered.
I'm stuck. That's what's good. When was it? Well, you two statters. When was the last hat trick at Old Trafford? Van Persie. Fucking hell.
Was it really?
In the league, it was Van Persie. Before that, it was Rashford against Leipzig.
Come, you're on the pod. Come over and introduce your band.
What?
We're doing the podcast now. Go on, tell your band.
Oh, come on, man.
Give a quick plug for the up-and-coming band.
My name's Sam. I'm in the Wigan-originated indie band, The Facades. Our debut single, That Letter, is on Spotify right now. And if you don't listen to it, you've got to be a blue, haven't you?
Three of you are reds.
And this three of us are reds, yeah.
You haven't been waiting in the corner.
No.
You're playing here tonight.
Yeah, we're playing here tonight. But yeah, three of us are reds. One of us just don't like... Oh, one of them's here now.
Oh, happy days, the band, as if by
is this a red, though?
We're giving a plug on a podcast for your band.
They've got to do a red jingle.
You're supposed to be an exceptional band. It was so good you turned down the Isle of Wight Festival.
Yeah. With that good, we turned down Isle of Wight. With that good, we're just not rich enough for it.
So we're going to plug you again, but good luck.
Thank you.
You've
very
just
much
been Brian signed, Sam,
yeah? Right, I've sent you those tunes on as well.
Right, happy days.
The Red News podcast needs a jingle.
Give us 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
You can tell it's going to be good. He's in a Zeppelin t-shirt, so that's a good start. Yes. That's a good start.
Right, so, what else? Any other topics?
It was so nice to see Bruno today. I'm still smiling about that. I think I've listened to him three times.
It's mad, isn't it?
You've got this connection because you've built up over the last 18 months.
We've still not seen fucking
a couple of people have done it for the Fulham game, but other than that. But that's mad though, isn't it? It's like, I think I've seen him three times. Mm. It's crazy. So to finally, you've gone on this journey for someone with 18 months and then you finally can... It was just great. Journey. I was so transfixed in watching it.
But it sums up like
it's behind... It's not one of them long-lost dating things, isn't it? You've been texting for 18 months and you finally met.
I wouldn't know, Josh. Behind closed doors helped me when it came back. I didn't want it... Like I was understood it being cancelled whenever, like in the after the Spurs, but coming back that July or June, I massively needed that to occupy. But you really, it is the cliche. But without fans, football is nothing. It is absolutely like someone said. You know, if this had been when it was a 6-2, you cheered and you got. But when you're celebrating with a fucking United fan next to you, the difference is like the Leeds game 6-2, it matters, but does that make sense? You want to beat them, but we'll remember this game for fucking years.
Yeah. I did have to watch the highlights of the 6-2 game this morning to remember to get you going. Scored. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like you just like now I remember it and you'd be like, oh, fucking even Fred scored that game, did it? But it's like when you're watching it and it's no one's there and you kind of disconnect and I watch that game on my own.
We have played Shrewsbury in the FA Cup and it's like the Mary Celeste. I've got no recollection
Matt
of playing
scored
Shrewsbury.
A free kick.
You've checked it.
No, I've not. No, I just know.
It is that like, you remember where you were got
that year. I remember the whole
you
the
won't forget
before,
this.
The bit after.
Yeah.
Then lockdown, there's only so much you can make a tit out of yourself in your room, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's something that should be done in the films of people making tits of themselves at home.
But it's just... I've felt for a while that we might get locked down again, and now I'm feeling hopeful that we won't. You know, like, this is... And if this is it, fuck me. Inject it into my blood like
I mean,
this.
We're
getting carried away, aren't we? We are so fucking...
If you want to get carried away, then think about it. We're 3 points better off than what we were at this stage last season.
And we
have
7 points after five games. And Steve's not, because he's had to dash home. But he did say, via proxy, we're going to win the treble this year, lads. As he always gets it in first game. He did say his final words in that car, the treble's on again. And then the great...
Well, the games that we've got... I'm not getting ahead... The games that we've got coming up are all winnable games.
Southampton, Wolves.
First half does
us. Wolves worries me because that always worries me. But maybe
change
the
of
new,
manager,
yeah.
We don't know what.
But the great thing.
And then, we were saying the next home game is almost a month away, which is
shit. Yeah.
And we're better away from home than we are.
Yeah, but not anymore. This is the challenge.
No, bollocks.
The
reset. This is how it is. Get accustomed to Man United being like that away from home. We're going to be great this year.
What I love still about United like fans is Steve's dad. So I said, look, you know, for me, League Cup, we all said Ollie's got to win a trophy because that's the barometer how everyone is judging. Even the biggest Ollie fans, he's got to win a trophy. And then I said, Luna, go all in for the League Cup, strong side. And Steve's dad, nah, fuck that. We can play the kids in that. And then I just thought, we're already getting carried away that fucking the League Cup can be an important. As I said, like Wigan with Fergie. You have games that are sometimes significant in how you build. I've not even seen Sancho.
You have to go for it, don't you? But you have to be fortunate in the draw. It's like we can't keep drawing City in the semi-finals because Pep's going to go for that every year. But the League Cup's well and truly on. You play people like Elanga in there that can clearly score goals.
Phil Jones. We've got Phil Jones.
I think there's a fair few players in there that we can.
We don't know who's going to. We've still got.
Like he stays
when's the deadline? I don't even know this season.
End of August.
So we don't know who's going to go, who's going to stay. I mean, Pereira's surely finally been put out of his misery like a fucking donkey sanctuary. It's like he's just. Come on.
It looks like he's up.
And he scores a goal like that. And you think. No, I don't think. Don't look at me like I don't think. But that's what he.
What you think is someone will be foolish enough to think.
Yeah, that's.
Do you know what the problem is? I was thinking. We were saying again in the Brentford game. We're like, I can't think of many better goals I've seen on the Trafford than that.
That was a good goal.
It's unbelievable.
But he does do that every year. Yeah. Southampton, wasn't it?
Well, the one.
Bonhomie of everyone buzzing their tits off today, and the sub comes on, and I just look at Nick, and I thought, we're 5-1 up, mate. Just let it go.
I was looking at Danny, and I was looking in the second half. I looked at him, and I'm like, who's that warming up there? And he went, oh, I don't really know who it is. And he steps up. I've not got a clue. I can't see. So my eyesight's terrible. So I genuinely can't make a eyes. Number 9, Anthony Martial. I thought, oh, for fuck's sake. I forgot he shaved his head.
But even, cheers, mate, we're 5-1 up. I look at you and there's still like grumble that Martial's come on, and I thought, please score the 6. I'll grab Nick and go demented. Anthony Martial scores again.
Obviously, I hope he does well, don't get me wrong, but he's not going to, is he? So no, just down down your expectations. And yeah. You know, like I say, you know, Greenwood's the main one up front, and we can get him in those positions.
We look good today and we're missing a lot of key players still.
No, yeah.
So I think that's positive that you'd hope
and
we could
only
get
squad.
Better.
We are a better squad than a year ago. So it's up to Ollie's. And this isn't a gripe, but the one thing I'd have liked to have seen today is like work out the 3 players who are going to matter in the next couple of weeks. Take them off. Don't need to take McTominay off.
I'm taking him off. Give him his round of applause in front of the crowd where, you know, he's only played 3 games or 4 games in front of fans. It's like, take him off, give him that stand to show him how good the Old Trafford crowd can be, because he's not properly
experienced. We gave Nemanja Matic a standing ovation, didn't we?
No, I think we were more really doing it for the substitution of McTominay's performance going up, but still.
Looked good. McTominay did look
good.
He looks imposing.
Yeah.
He's got that in him, but he's got to
do it every game. That's what we need to be. And every game, you know, like these players are doing it 9 out of 10 games. There's no fucking every 10 games to a shit.
A player like that is worth a lot in the transfer market. You forget that. For something that McTominay does and what he offers.
But I thought Fred did alright today.
He's completely
I know he gave the ball away, that's what he does, but I thought Fred did alright today. No?
I just thought he struggled to get in the game. And, you know,
I think he's tight at times. He loses the ball.
Yeah.
Like,
but maybe
I need to see it back, but I feel like it was his lack of presence in the air. He lost the ball, which led to their goal.
But maybe we controlled the game pretty much 85 minutes because of Fred. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm praising him here. I'm saying he wasn't really, but maybe he was because of the job he was doing today.
I was cutting him some slack today because I
thought
I think
I'm slacking it.
Fucking Fred gave the ball away and I was still smiling.
He scored. So yes. You know, give him credit for that. Like, I think we're clutching at straws to try and find something negative, aren't we?
Someone could run me over outside and I'd still be smiling going, I don't want this day to end.
I don't know that.
Well, it'll be you driving the car.
My next question is, who was the last player we unveiled on the pitch? Was it Robson? Does anyone know?
Do you know?
No, I don't. I have no idea. But Danny said to me on the waiting list, he said, to be fair, we could have unveiled all the fucking players on the pitch. He went, I got in 5 minutes after kickoff, so I'm not going to fucking come in. Which made me laugh, but...
Well,
you know, who was the last player we unveiled?
United, like, how easy it was to get in with the digital tickets.
Unbelievable.
How easy it was. I was thinking we'd be queuing for fucking hours and it would go... the computer says, no, so easy getting in. But, fuck me, unless you've got a kid there... 40 minutes of watching them warm up and that is so boring. It's like 40 minutes before the game seem 4 hours, and like there's me and Steve just thinking, what can we say to each other?
But it's one of those where back in the day you'd look at players warming up and you'd be like, oh, alright, well it looks like Pogba's going to start and it's looked like he's going to start, and now you already know the team before it started anyway, and it's crap.
Too much information.
Yeah,
overkill.
It's what it is.
Have we got any hates of the week, Josh? Come on, Shane's got...
There was a guy before I saw wearing a green and gold scarf with the brand new third kit on. And it's like, make your mind up.
Yeah.
Like, I understand...
That's your hate.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who you are.
But it's a homage to 94, but it's not black. I've made that point
quite a lot on that day.
Yes.
Just a few times.
But if you're going to do a homage, you have it the same colour, surely.
Yeah, surely. But I was just like
I've not missed them for 524 days.
That
showed how many regulars were there, and whether that's a consequence of the digital ticket, I don't know, but there weren't as many half and halves. Maybe because it was leaked. Right, Josh, have you got a hate of the week? It can be anything. Just don't let it be one of us.
Hate of the week. I don't know where your mask on a plane. I put the Belfast about this week for work. Why you still got to wear your mask on a plane? Don't get it.
I don't know, I ain't getting on that plane.
You're congregating.
That was dreadful. Oh, that was so bad.
Was that meant to be a joke?
Fantasy Island again. No.
My hate of the week is the guy we saw before the game in the Tevez 32 Man United shirt. What the fuck are you doing wearing a Tevez 32 Man United shirt?
That was a bit odd.
What a tosser. He's my hate of the week. I hope he's listening. Tevez 32 on the back of your United shirt. Throw that away and burn it if you've got one of them.
I had a hatred, didn't I? Or just the world, apart from anyone who's United.
I've got
a new one.
You've got no hatreds today.
I've got a new hate of the week.
Go on.
17 months of no fucker being in the city, and now they're doing the tram works.
That was terrible, no buses. I mean, like, no, there's not an event that's got 76,000 people. And the poor sods,
17 months, everyone furloughed, no one around. Tell you what, let's wait till the world gets back to normal and we're fucking everyone Saturday up so they can't have a pint before the match easily.
It's fucking bonkers. Right, anything else?
I fucking hate Uber as well.
Well, you just said that.
I really hate them. They're my hate of the week. I want to change my hate of the week from that Tevez tosser to...
Well, because prepare to fail to prepare.
Did we
not tell Nick that the trams were fucked? Did he not say,
I'll
be there
extra
early?
That's why I ordered an Uber. They wouldn't accept my ride. I was connecting for about 7 years.
Well, you should have walked it. You've walked it back. Nathan ahead of you. You
wouldn't
even
walk
it.
I'll be back, honestly, because I swear to God.
So, yeah.
We get more than run over in a minute.
Well...
Do you know that there's people listening to this?
Yes! Us four! We're here right now. No, I just don't want today to end. I want to carry it on. Like,
I'll
be in trouble.
Yeah,
me too. I've got... right. Final thought, someone. Come on, Josh. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Glory,
Chloe, Man
United.
Final thoughts.
Marks out of 10 for today. 10. 110.
8.5.
1,010. 8.5. Jesus Christ, you lot.
Is that one and a half being marked down?
Go on, Boris, lock us down again, these fuckers.
There was a thought with 20 minutes to go on the old Vidi print that we could have 7 in brackets and we didn't go for it.
Yeah.
There's always that thing with it as a kid and the Vidi print at 7. You've got to write the word down.
Game management.
I was thinking
that. We moan about Ollie's game management and he's done it.
Let's get a Vidi print of 7. Go on.
I did think we'd get 6 today, but fucking hell, come on. Come on.
That's why I'm only going to go for a 9 out of 10 because we often score 6 and we didn't.
Do you know what? And anyone listening, when everyone was singing Who the Fucking Man United, please change it to Glory, Glory, Man United. I've said this before. Please, just once sing Glory, Glory, Man United, because we are glorious. Right, on that note, see you, everyone. Cheers, lads. Right, let me go. We're joined by Shane, who's clearly had a couple more than we have. So you've just tried to French kiss a postcard of Blondie.
I didn't French kiss her. I thought about that, but I pecked her on the cheek in a respectful way.
And then you went...
I turned over, David Bowie's on the other side. And I think you're
all
lying.
You didn't say that.
I think you're all lying if you said, if you were like out on your own tonight after a few beers and someone said, like, David Bowie and Blondie come over and said, do you fancy coming back to ours? If you said no, you'd be a liar. Yeah,
How the fuck? Yeah. Did you think that in like 5 seconds?
Because that's what, like, you definitely take that.
That no, but how did your thought process go from there's a flyer for a Blondie tribute band?
And David Bowie, it just seems like logic to me. Like, why would you not?
Shane in a Blondie Bowie sandwich.
It goes a bit, but. There was a discussion before about, and said, do you fancy a threesome with my mate?
And it was
Melanie Sykes. You do the train, you take the...
I thought you were going to say Stan Upton.
No.
Barney, I think what we need...
Right, so Shane, hello, what's your thoughts on the game?
I thought it was great, yeah.
Welcome to the Shane spin-off podcast.
Are we on the...
It's a new feature.
You're on.
Yeah, I thought it was great. It was great to see everyone. A bit emotional going to ground. Gave Bob a hug. Some girl gave me a hug a few rows along. Never given me a hug before. But everyone, yeah, it's quite nice.
She's not fucking listening to this. She won't be doing that again.
Yeah. But it was quite, I thought it was a little, serious moment. It was a little bit emotional going back into the ground.
Yeah, no, totally.
And what was lovely where we are, everyone was back, everyone was in their seat and everyone was like, you know, giving each other hugs and just pleased that the people you nod to are back. So it was magic, yeah.
No, seriously.
And the game was, to be honest, I was just happy with that. And the game was just a massive bonus for me. Yeah. Like beating them 5-1, they're a horrible team. I mean, and I thought we needed to get a big start, and the fact we did, just the whole place was
better.
Yeah, just seeing everyone smiling, hugging, and happy. It just doesn't get much better than that, does it? 18 months. In some ways, it felt like never been away.
That's
in some ways.
I said,
it just felt like
putting on socks.
Yeah, there's two lads behind us always. They were always saying the same thing to do, and there's a lad a couple of rows back who just sings on his own, and today he was just singing anti-Yorkshire songs the whole game.
Do you know what was nice today?
Hello, Mark.
Do you know what was nice today? As I thought it was lovely today because it was like we've never been back, and what my favourite bit of it was is that beyond everyone else being amazing, Martial was still shit, so I thought Nick would still love it.
I thought he'd done well when he came on.
What did he do?
He looked like he was a character out of Mars Attacks. And that was all I've got. They are juicy, man.
Right.
Love, this is how I'm associated.
You had an extra height, didn't you, Josh? I don't know, we've listed quite a few.
I had an extra height, what was it?
England,
any heights?
Was it the train one? Or did we do the train one?
No, you did the train.
I have too much love today for hate. The Leeds fans sold themselves out when Sancho was warming up and they kind of like, you let your country down. Did you hear that?
No. Yeah, the Leeds
fans started singing, you all let your country down.
But that's what they are, Shane. It's like, it would be the surprise if they didn't. And I like the way United fans clapped during the minute of silence, so it sort of fucking stop them from making cunts of themselves. Yeah. Anyway, right. Happy, we're all
happy,
good.
Yeah, you can't complain. There's no anyone. My hate of the thing is anyone who complains after that needs to.
What era, David Bowie though?
Team every Saturday.
I'd probably take Blondie now as one. I can't say David Bowie now.
Jesus Christ, that's a whole set. Jesus Christ, we've gone down a rabbit hole here.
if you could sit in a pub, like, if you go back 20 years and fast forward 20 years, if you sat in a pub and say, yeah, I slept with Debbie Harry and David Bowie was there too, like, that was part of the deal, people would only look at you with admiration.
I think
you would regret it if you
this
sat in a
pub. Is like a Bermuda Triangle for you. Yeah. You must have come here in another life.
Yeah, but I'm a bit upset. Why would you not did you not
well, yeah, but I'm not really thinking.
I think, Barney, you need to do a poll on Twitter. Who wants Shane's spin-off podcast? Have you sorted Central Fantasy?
This is different out of the lines. I think this is perfectly normal. Surely you take that trade-off.
I think I need a couple more advice. No, football, we've got to cling it back because there are people who listen to this for football talk and observations.
Move on to Nick quickly.
You're gone.
I don't want to take part in some sort of Blondie Bowie sandwich.
The Shrewsbury, you knew the result, didn't you? That's why I love Nick. I can't remember playing Shrewsbury in the FA Cup 7 years ago, and he knows. Well, I know, yeah, but I can't remember.
Five.
5 years. Was it the Van Gaal era? Here's the plug for the mag. Buy the mag and read Rafael da Silva saying about the Van Gaal, and it sounds horrific. It sounds horrific. Well, let's plug the mag before the book. I'm joking, Wayne. No, I know.
He said it was the best era ever, didn't he, really? He said it was the best coach he's ever
won. I love Rafael. I love Rafael now, though. Thank you very much. I'd have Rafael da Silva now, though,
Don't
roll
now, but I didn't want to get
him. Not in Shane's world. On the pitch.
Right. So, are we going to win the league?
Of course we're going to win the league.
Okay. Treble, stay. See you later.
Definitely.
Right, so, what's your name?
My name is Tim McCool.
Right, and you are from?
I'm from
New Zealand. This sounds like a fucking police interrogation.
I'm from Hawke's Bay, New Zealand.
Right.
And today was my first game at Old Trafford.
So, many questions from that. Yeah. You haven't, obviously, because you're fucking locked down.
Yeah.
So you're living in the UK.
I'm living in the UK.
And yeah. How did it feel?
That was unbelievable. It was awesome. It was the best day. Loved it.
And you were asking us, like, questions about Euroways, and we're saying, with hindsight, a couple of hours on, this is probably, I don't know, there's no quantifiable, but it's right up there. Yeah. So this is your first, so it's only downhill now.
Mate, for football, this is the best day I've ever had for football. And I've been following Man United for the last 20 years, and as a fan, it was the best day I've ever had for the last 20 years. It was unbelievable, 5-1.
So, I don't know if you understand, there's nuances, because sometimes there's a debate about United fans, you know, how long you've supported and all that.
Yeah.
What drew you in?
Mate, it was to be fair, back in it would have been the early 2000s of New Zealand, there's only a few teams that would have been followed. It would have been Chelsea, United, Arsenal, the likes.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
So I'm 31.
For fuck's sake.
And yeah, and at the time, Man United.
You look a lot older.
Yeah.
You've had a hard life.
Yeah, oh, mate. The party's got
a day of COVID, like in Manchester, it's age, you know.
The party's got to me. But no, like, to be honest, like, the way that Man United used to play, and to be fair, today
mate, yeah.
Is the way that I loved watching football. I'm a rugby mad fan, but I love sport and I love football, and I'm growing to love football more and more. And the way that United played today is why I love Man United. Like, it's brilliant. They fucking were.
We've also got you've got to be educated. You've got to hate everyone though. You can't be nice about, you know. You've got to hate Leeds.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like what when there's venom?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, one of my good mates from back home is a Leeds boy.
Well, so, there's a lot of sheep in New Zealand.
Yeah, I just like him a lot. So it was easy for me today. Yeah, it was very easy for me today.
But right, so you're going in, because sometimes we take all this for granted. Like we were saying about the Euroways, we take it all for granted.
Yeah.
What do you, like,
It was just
like. Did you sleep last night?
I didn't. No. Like, to be honest, I couldn't sleep last night at all. It took me till about 2 a.m. to sleep because I was so bloody excited about today's game. I was so fizzed up about the whole experience, and I couldn't sleep. Got up this morning at 5:30 a.m. Travelled from London, went to Manchester, and then watched the game, and absolutely loved it.
And now having a few drinks, so you're. It's like. It always warms my heart. Yeah. See, I've never taken it. United is a global,
yep,
in the nice way. Not I. See, we're against the Glazers. We don't like the commercialism. Yeah. But yours is like a pure.
I've got no link to the Glazers at all. It's just pure, like the way they played football.
Yeah.
It attracted me at 10 years old, and then I've followed them from then on. So it's got nothing to do with the owners. Yeah. To be honest, it's got to do with the players and the way they play football. Yeah. And that's it.
And yeah. So have you been in the UK during lockdown?
I've been here for 6 years.
Fucking hell, you poor soul.
I know, yeah. New Zealand's been unlocked. Yeah, so yeah, I'm a sucker for punishment.
How the fuck have you coped with that?
Sucker for punishment. Yeah. But,
right, so what do you want? Ollie?
Yeah, stay. 100%. Right. What a guy. Yeah. Bring it on.
Right,
Ollie's at the wheel, let's go.
Right, okay.